It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: his past won't let him last. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that is so tied to his past that it won't let him last. We're not going to make it because he's always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. He has a child in his life that's not his, but he told me that the boy will always be a part of his life. His ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating, and he raised the child for 3 years. Then they broke up, and he got married. The ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. Now that I'm married, I don't have time for the boy because his mother is not nice to me. She calls my boyfriend and expects him to talk to her until she gets home. And if she's out, she drops her location to him or shares her Uber information with him like he's her protector. He says he is nice to her because she is a single woman and he wants to be sure she's safe. I feel like he is out of line and she is too. Then there's his ex-wife that he's had sex with in the past 6 months right before we met. He is honest about everything and I can't take it. On one hand, I appreciate his honesty, but then I can't handle it once I know what he's done. I'm not friends with any of my exes and they can't call me. That's just me. My boyfriend doesn't understand why I can't be friends with my exes and he thinks it's a character flaw. We can't get on the same page about anything when it comes to his past and mine. I thought I was being respectful by cutting off my exes and he said that's not normal. It's a crazy conflict we have and it seems like we are compatible in every way except that. I don't want to fall in love with him and have to share him with these women from his past. I'm thinking of leaving him. Is this a wise decision or not? All right. Is anybody else confused? I'm so confused. Are you dating this man? Are you married to this man?
What is it?
Is he your husband? Is he your boyfriend? Are you married and writing us about your boyfriend? I'm very confused right now. And yes, leaving him would be a wise decision. You're unhappy. Your man is still talking to his exes. He's not going to stop. If he was that into you, he would respect your wishes about not communicating with these women. None of them respect you. He doesn't for sure. And you know that. But the girl that's calling him all the time, dropping her location and all that, she has no regard for what you and him have going on. He probably didn't even tell her. I don't know what's going on in this letter. I have no idea. You say you don't want to fall in love with him. Well, don't fall in love with him because he doesn't love you and you better hope your husband doesn't find out. Steve, what is going on?
I'm so confused.
I am too.
Letter.
Is she married? Well, does she have a boyfriend?
See, let me just read the letter back and maybe you all can help me and Shirley out. His past won't let him last. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that's so tied to his past, it won't let him last. We are not going to make it because he's always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. He's got a child in his life that's not his, but he told me that the boy will always be a part of his life. His ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating, and he raised a child for 3 years. Let's stop right here for a minute. What? I'm so confused.
I am too.
You know, he always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. I ain't got no conversation with none of them. They exes for a reason. A lot of people can't move forward because they keep living in the past. Here the part that got me, his ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating and he raised child. What? Excuse me. You say what you want to say about me. I ain't that good a man. I meet you, you pregnant. We date.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. And he raises the baby.
No. We date. Hey, congratulations, y'all. Oh, that's not mine, dog.
Right out the gate. Right
No. So, no, I'm not finna say that. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all look so happy together. Well, we just got together. That's somebody else, baby. I ain't there. Excuse me.
You're
if anybody had a man that did that, congratulations. You found a real rare one. I ain't that rare. Call
not about
me
you.
Reg- call me regular, and most men I know. Anyway, then they broke up, and he got married. So this guy got married. The ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. So I'm assuming that him and the wife that he married got divorced.
Yes.
But then, as an ex, they still let him come over. Then the letter takes another dark turn, and it says, now that I'm married, I don't have time for the boy because his mother is not nice to me. Who got married? Who got married? Did you marry the dude that had the ex-wife, and now you ain't got time for the boy? Okay, I don't know. She calls my boyfriend and expect. Well, what boyfriend?
Yeah, see?
I thought you got married.
Right.
She calls my boyfriend and expects him to talk to her until she get home if she's out, and then she drops her location to share her Uber information with him. It's too much. This letter's too much. I'm pissed off at your writing skills. You don't know how to tell a story. You just, this ignorant letter, we can't help you because you're not telling
so
us who
married
is who.
With the, is she married with a boyfriend?
I don't know who she is.
I don't
is.
Know. I'm so confused.
We can't help you.
We leave don't know everybody.
If you're married. We don't know who your boyfriend is. Who is the husband? I'm really in a...
All right, hold on.
This. I'm starting not to care about this little boy no more because he's just too much. I don't care nothing about the baby no more
right now.
Coming
up in 23 minutes after the hour, we got part two of the strawberry letter. His paths won't let him last. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter, if we can, and try to finish up your response. This is confusing.
First
Let's go.
Of all, y'all. This woman says she ain't gonna make it because her man is always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. Then he got a child that's not his because when he met this girl, she was pregnant. He started dating her while she was pregnant. Who this guy is, I don't know. There are men who can do that. Those are special men. Congratulations. I tip my hat to you. I ain't that special. You're gonna have to have had this baby. You're not carrying the baby. We're going nowhere.
This is not about you.
I'm not feeding all these people. Not right now.
Not right now.
It's always about him.
All this. I'm eating for two. You eating for two?
To who?
I don't even know who the two is. I don't know where they come from, but I sure didn't help make them. So I'm not finna help this right here.
Would you stop?
Now, when they live human beings, I could deal with that, but I ain't into the embryo business.
Oh,
in vitro fertilization. No, you don't tell me, Steve. This ragged letter is so confusing. I got every right to sound like I'm sounding frustrated. Then she talking about they broke up and he got married and the ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. Now that I'm married, who? Now she say, nah, I'm married. I don't have time for the boy because his mother not nice to me. Okay, somewhere in there, I think the lady in the letter got married. She calls my boyfriend. Yeah, but now she calls my boyfriend. So I'm thinking his boyfriend is on the side.
Yeah,
of the husband. And expects him to talk to her until she get home and she's out and she drops her location to him or shares her Uber information with him.
Right.
Like he's her protector.
Well, so she's married to him and she's got a boyfriend.
He says he's nice to her because she's a single woman and he wants to be sure she's safe. I feel like he's out of line and she is too. Then there's his ex-wife that he had sex with in the past 6 months, right before we met. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. So you're not married to this dude. And he had sex with his ex-wife 6 months right before you met. Now watch this. He is honest about everything, and I can't take it.
I knew you were gonna hone in on that line. I knew you were.
Did y'all hear this?
Yes, we did, but she's crazy. Did you hear that?
He is honest about everything, but first of all, she said, he's honest about everything, and I can't take it. On the other hand, I appreciate his honesty, but then I can't handle it once I know what he's done.
That doesn't make your case and your point.
The moral of this story is they shouldn't know everything you've done because they can't handle it. They said it in the movie. Tommy probably know the name of the movie. You can't handle the truth. I remember when he said that.
A few good men.
Oh, yeah.
And I stood right up and I said, they sure can't.
This was about the Marines when he said it.
It was about women when I
it
heard
was
it.
Not.
I took when you that as
move on from that line.
You can't handle the truth.
We can't get on the same page about anything when it comes to his past and mine. I thought he was being respectful by cutting off. Thought I was being respectful by cutting off my access. And he said it's not normal. It's a crazy conflict that we have, and it seems like we're compatible in every way except that. Y'all ain't compatible at all. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fall in love with him. You ain't. Fall in love with who?
With love.
Who?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Nothing to do with love.
And it ain't, you can't fall in love with him. You got to fall in love with him and everybody he got, because he don't cut nobody loose. He
and
just
your husband.
Packing and packing.
And your husband.
And they have to fall in love with him, and I have to share him with these women from his past. I'm thinking of leaving him. Is this a wise decision? I'm surprised. Why ain't you gone?
Leave, yes.
Why are you still here? Why did you write up? So let me tell you what me and Shirley don't care about. Well, let me just speak for myself, because Shirley's at a higher level of Christianity than I am.
What? Let say it. I might agree this. Today.
Let's start with this right here.
Okay.
I don't give a damn about this dude. I don't
you gonna start
care
right there?
Nothing
restart?
About any of his ex-girlfriends. I don't care about his ex-wife. I don't really care for the fact that he met a woman pregnant and started to date. I don't care about that. I don't care that he raised a child for 3 years mm-hmm. and they broke up when mm-hmm. he got married. I don't care nothing about him sleeping with his ex-wife 6 months before y'all met. I don't care if I'm really sure if your ex is married or not. I don't care if this dude is your boyfriend on the side. And uh-huh. the big news is I'm really starting not to care about this child. And this child ain't had nothing to do with
it. Leave the baby
in. I don't give a about this baby
leave
right
the baby
now.
Out. Don't put
this
the baby,
baby
in
was
it.
Born into it. Leave the baby out of it.
Yeah, don't put the baby in it, Steve.
He was
don't
born into the confusion. The baby is not in it. He's in the letter. And they tired of the baby because somebody got married in this letter, and we don't know who it is, and they tired of the baby because now they married. So mm-hmm. now everybody tired of the baby. Why I can't be tired of the baby? I'm tired of the baby.
And you reading the letter.
So
and
I hear the it, letter. Though. They're married, and she's got a boyfriend on the side.
I don't care. Shirley, this letter is a disaster. Listen
too
to me.
Much.
Let me say something about strawberry letter. If your life is this jacked up, don't write us, because we can't help you. And learn how to write, read and comprehension. Nobody even know God. What you're talking about. This low-level prison letter you done sent me, you just learned how to write last summer. Now you gonna send
go,
us a letter.
Steve.
If you've been in literature your whole life, then stay illiterate. It ain't time to write into a national radio show, and you got the writing skill of a four-year-old. We don't want to read these type of letters
talk
no more.
Is next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.